coming from the intelligence and security service, sir.
How do you know that?
Because that is precisely what I was told by the person who informed me of the plot. And this is a very senior cleric in Tanzania. He told me that the Deputy Director General of the Intelligence and Security Service approached him and told him that these were, some of the operatives within his department were plotting, and he thought it was madness. And he asked the bishop to, number one, make the information available to me, and number two, do whatever was in his power to expose the plot and put an end to it.
The article I'm reading says that the alleged perpetrators intend to implicate Chadema chairman, Freeman Mbowe. Why would anyone want to implicate Mr. Mbowe?
Oh, yeah. As it happens that we are currently going through intra-party elections, and I'm challenging Mr. Mbowe for the leadership of the party. And this election has led to a huge public interest, and therefore they are hoping that they will harm me and blame it on Mr. Mbowe. It would be a perfect cover, and they have done this before.
As you said, Mr. Lisu, that you are competing for the leadership of Chadema. Is there any bad blood right now between you and Mr. Mbowe?
Well, I don't want to believe that there is any animus between us, but this election has raised a huge public interest. Our supporters are very active on social media, and sometimes you can't control some of these things. You can't control what people say, and the debate has been very, very intense. It has been very fiery at times, and therefore, and the media has painted a picture of a huge, rift within the party, and that has stoked the tensions. So it would be, at least that is what they think, it would be easy to harm me and blame it on my rival in an environment as charged as this.
Have you spoken to the authorities about this so-called plot?
Well, I have made it public, and the police were immediately responded by saying that they don't work on rumors, they don't work on personal feelings. In other words, and they said it fairly clearly, that they will not provide me with any protection or assurance as to my safety.